This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly boxed beef trade for week ending October 18th. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 249.16, which was $1.49 higher than the previous week, but topped out on Wednesday, then dropped just a little late in the week. There were 748 loads sold for the week in that daily boxed beef cutout, which was about 140 loads less than the previous week, and it was about 12% of the total volume sold for the week. The comprehensive, or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, was at 246.71, which was $3.23 higher. The total reported box beef volume was 6,115 loads, and that was 526 loads less than the previous week, and it was the lowest level since mid-August. The formula sales were at 3,427 loads, and that was 80 loads lower than last week and 56% of the total loads sold. Once again, as prices jump and other types of sales drop off in volume, the formula sales increase as a percentage of the total sales. Exports, as reported on the weekly boxed beef report, are predominantly muscle cuts, and they were only 539 loads, which was 96 loads less than the previous week, and that compares to many, many weeks of 800 to 1,000 loads per week during the last couple of years. The declining volume continues to show the strong influence of rising prices coupled with the increasing value of the dollar. The most recent outfront sales were at 672 loads, and that was down 208 loads, and it is a long, long way from the 1,600 to 1,700 loads that occurred during the massive peak in September. Outfront sales don't get delivered for at least 22 days or longer after they are bought. We should still have some impact from the big numbers of outfront sales in September, but they should start to diminish their impact relatively soon. The cow cutout and the 90% trimmings ended the week on Friday just a little weaker, but almost steady. Taking a look at the weekly finished cattle trade, the live trade was steady to $1 lower on most prices, and the dressed prices were steady to mostly $2 lower at $2.58, but with light sales. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 2 pounds heavier at 13.08, which compares to 12.90 last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending October 4th was 3 pounds heavier at 896 pounds, which would set another new all-time record high. That is quite a bit above the previous year, which was 875 pounds last year, and the five-year average was 867 pounds. The choice select spread ended the week over $14, and that would be roughly $1 higher compared to the previous week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.